Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Entrepreneur Show. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney. I am the founder of Women in E-Commerce, the host of today's show, and the founder of the Entrepreneur Show. And I am simply delighted, as always, to present to you an amazing guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Well, first of all, the topic is called Bots Are Hot. How to use them to fire up your customer communications and marketing with RJ Redden. RJ is founder of the Bot Signal radio show featured on iTunes and president of BlackBeltBots.com. As a technology guru for over 20 years, RJ has transformed the world of online relationship building. Entrepreneurs hire RJ Redden to build ninja bots, because most can't get noticed online to save their lives. And think if they just focus on building an email list, step up that social media posting, or go live more often, they will be discovered. So RJ helps you have one-on-one conversations with potential clients, get answers to all your questions, and be able to qualify potential clients auto magically. So welcome, RJ.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm so happy to be here. Oh, yes. And I love the name of your company, Black Belt Bots. So you must tell me, first of all, what is that? How did you come up with that name? Because I think that's very cool.
My branding has always had ninjas, karates, dojos. It's just always had that. My last business was called Queen Ninja Guru. It's always been in there. And so I was so enamored with bots when I started. I'm like, I feel like I need to turn everything over to this. And the person that I was having the phone call with said, Black Belt Bots. And I said, that sounds perfect. Let's see if Google has that taken up already. So that's where that came from, a suggestion from one of my clients.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, sometimes we get our best ideas from our clients, right?
Absolutely.
If you actually listen to your clients, you will. So let's get right to it, RJ. What the heck are bots, and why should we even care about them?
Right. So a bot is not very aptly named. I don't know. I've been teaching people tech forever, and sometimes things are produced. They're so beautiful and wonderful, but they have a terrible name, like the cloud. You know, here I am in, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, everybody. Here I am convincing small business owners, it would be really better if you could take all of your documents and save them in a special place. And they'd be like, what is that called? The cloud. Here's something ethereal and you can't get your hands on. Put your documents there, could you? I mean, it was not easy. And bots are the same thing. Not very aptly named. Honestly, what a bot is just a conversation on steroids. So what I mean by that is when you meet people, maybe at a networking event, maybe at an online event like this one, You ask and you get asked the same 7 or 8 questions every time. And during that process, you're thinking about this person and where they might fit in your circle or if they fit at all. And then that conversation ends, you start another one, you end up with a stack of business cards, virtual or real. They go on the nightstand and you almost never have a conversation, another conversation with those people. That's what it's been like for such a long time. What if your Facebook page could serve up a series of automated messages that allow people to get to know you, who you are? What if you had something that allowed you to put your best foot forward every single time? It could give away your freebies. It could identify people who are like super ready for your product, people who might just need like a webinar or something to make a good decision, and people that are just tire kicking. What if you could do all of that and then pick up the live conversation just with those people that you know you want to talk to? What would you do?
Wow. Well, I'd have a lot more time.
Well,
once I set it all up, of course.
Of course. Yes. Yes, my friend. There is a hurdle there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So how did you get involved in building chatbots?
So I was doing my technology gig and, you know, I was kind of looking for something maybe that I could just really niche down into, because everybody's IT girl is kind of expected to know everything. There's too much about technology to know everything. There's just too much. And so I was doing fine, but I kind of was looking for something to niche down into. I followed a friend of mine into a group. This friend is always trying out new things. She is trying it out. I'm trying it out. So I followed her into this group. And in this group, they had a little thing to link to click on the side. Have you ever tried out a bot? Hey, if you haven't, try this one. Link to click. I click the thing. And it says, we'd love to talk to you all about bots. We'd like to deliver this in Messenger. Is it cool? I click the button and boom, they're talking to me in my Messenger. And it's like a conversation. It's like there was a real, I knew there wasn't a real person on the other side. You always know that, right? But it was like somebody was talking in real language and explaining to me exactly what I was getting into. Somebody wasn't trying to beat me over the head and sell me and impress me with amazing statistics. And you got to have this right now and you got to jump on this train or else you're going to be left and nobody's going to love you anymore. It wasn't any of that hit you over the head salesy stuff. It was just this chatbot speaking in plain language. And it was amazing. It was like, in my head, it just unlocked this possibility of what if I could sell what I do without being salesy, without being hit you over the head? What if I could market in my own voice? Have you ever had that experience where you kind of hire a coach or you buy a course or something like that, and they're like, seven steps, this seven-step blueprint will get you to funnel greatness in, you know, 8.5 weeks or whatever, and they're telling you, they're coaching you in these programs, do not be yourself, say these keywords, do not be yourself, you have to take my sales page and you have to copy it and add your own words and then you'll be okay. You know, it's all about putting on a face and putting on an aggressive personality that I don't have, and that's what you have to be in order to be successful. We've been told that so much forever. When I ran into something, this chatbot, it allows people choices. It allows people respect and space. They can choose their own adventure through your stuff. There's no pressure. There's no hitting over the head. There's only real opportunities to have conversations with people. I was hooked. I was hooked in 5 minutes, and I haven't stopped talking about it since.
So we're going to ask you a little bit later, and that's amazing because I think artificial intelligence has come such a long way. And I think chatbots are probably the closest to non-artificial intelligence that I have seen. So I want to go through some sort of an outline of the steps of a chatbot, but we'll get to that in a moment. I just don't want to forget that because it wasn't one of my questions, but you just hit the light bulb when you said a couple things. So let's talk about how chatbots. Well, before we do that, you know, you mentioned about niches, and I think that that's such an important thing to talk about right here, right now. We're talking about marketing and how chatbots can help you build relationships. And I know so many people try to be so many things to everybody. I do a lot of WordPress web design and WordPress training and stuff. Now, do I know how to use all the social media tools? Yeah. And I even manage a couple of clients. I don't manage a lot, but the ones who I do, it's because they don't really want to do it at all. So I do all of their stuff. But my expertise is WordPress. And one thing I learned many years ago is that you need to specialize or die. And I didn't take my own advice for a long time. So I think if anybody walked away with any specific message about marketing, besides chatbots, because chatbots are so important, is first you have to specialize. I think you need to be able to, people need to know what it is you do. If they don't know what you do, they can't tell other people what you do. And that's always a challenge for all of us because we all think everybody's our customer. So enough of my bandwagon. How are chatbots different from traditional marketing?
Okay, so traditional marketing is kind of this world where, you know, I am old enough to remember three channels and maybe a fourth sometimes when the antenna worked correctly. Okay. I remember radio stations that you had to have so much money or know somebody really well that would allow you studio time to record something, and then you had to put it out, and that was a whole huge job in itself. And now we have these. Everyone can record a song. Everyone could go live right this second. We all have this huge ability to broadcast. The problem is, it's hard to find listeners, you know, because we all have this ability to create this amazing stuff. It's hard to get listeners. I can put out Facebook post over after Facebook post sometimes. I can put out videos. I can put out live streams. And I do all of those things. But what I don't get a whole lot out of that is feedback. Someone talking to me about, this affected me this way. Or, are you sure that's right? Or, RJ, could you explain that to me? It's difficult, and more difficult now, of course, in the last few months since Facebook has gone through some changes. It is real difficult to get a comment on a post. And even then, it's like not really something you can totally follow up on. So traditional marketing for years has been the billboard. You know, enough people drive by here, maybe you'll get something out of it. Yeah. Facebook is exactly the same way. It's a digital billboard. All of these digital billboards all over the place aren't collecting for me. What are my potential people thinking? What do they really want? Am I guessing at what they want, or do I know? What if you could get that information from people? What if you could adjust your trajectory so that I'm not putting out some middling product that people kind of might want sometimes? I'm putting out something customized to you. That's part of that niching that you were just talking about, Heidi, is that I can put out something that is customized so that right when you need it, when you ask for it, it's there. That's what I can do in a bot that I can't do on a Facebook post. I can't do that. I can't do that in an email. Listen, I'm not telling you email's dead. Don't panic. If you're building a list, you're not wasting your time. There is a guy, I don't know if you're familiar with him, Death to Stock. Death to the Stock Photo. This guy runs that. And he writes these emails. He writes beautiful emails. I wish I could write like this guy. I'd have awards on my wall. Not those. Those are degrees. That's not what we're talking about. If I wrote like this guy, his name is David and he's amazing. I reply to his emails. I replied 2 weeks ago and I said, this email was amazing. Please don't ever stop writing me. Email is not dead. It just, we have to find a way to use it so that people respond. Bots are the way. It's the way to start a conversation with somebody. Hey, what did you come here looking for? Have you gotten it yet? Can I answer a few questions for you? I'm right here. I would love to talk to you. Those kind of, so the bot, we've got all these sequences that we've planned. We've got, you know, messages and message strings and 7-day free mini course over here. And we've got a 5-day challenge over here. And people are picking their way through this, having whatever adventure they want to have. And that's all really great stuff. But where the magic happens is when a live person, because I have my one person RJ business, when a live person picks up that conversation and starts talking to people. That's where the magic happens, when I'm able to build a solid relationship brick by brick and then see where that relationship leads. That's where the magic happens to for me and for my clients as well, of course. But that's what I want to scream to the rooftops about. I will be talking about this until I die. I'm absolutely certain of it, because Zucky, you know, the overlord. Zucky has invested, and Facebook has invested so much into that messenger icon, which we look at now and we trust it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get a message. People go to email to work. People go to messenger to talk to people they care about. Which channel would you rather be on? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I got off on a little track. I do that sometimes. I just wanted you to know that's normal.
It's okay. Well, that's what makes it an interesting conversation, because otherwise it would be, we could get this anywhere. So we talked a little bit about how bots are different than traditional marketing, and that's because you are building relationships. What I know you've alluded to it a little bit. So let's talk a little bit more about what you could do with a messenger bot.
Okay. There's so many things. It's beautiful.
I'm scared. Do we have
I know. I should have just made a big list so that I could put it in front of myself right now.
Give us a couple of examples.
So if you've ever had an online course that you have spent a couple of months or maybe more than that building, and it is perfect and awesome and beautiful, and then it comes time to market it and you're shy about it, and it sits on the shelf a little bit. Online course delivery is the best through a bot. People don't have this much bandwidth. People have a shot glass worth of bandwidth. And so delivering material through the bot, and then say, you know, one point at a time, and then getting folks to reflect on that and maybe take an action on that, and then let's move on to the next one. Course delivery is so beautiful because people make it all the way through the course. You know, it's so frustrating to build things and then have people come and be all excited, and then I don't know, their aunt needs to move that next weekend, and then the next weekend something else, somebody's soccer game happens, and they just never come back to it. Bots are just a little ninja mode, right? Just kind of sneaks up on you. Hey, would you like to, how about the lesson for the day? Are you into this? It'll only take you 10 minutes. So that sort of, and I believe that there's another company out there. They've been doing this through email forever, but everything's like a 30-day course. And it's just delivered bit by bit. Online courses are awesome. Whatever freebie you might be giving away right now, 87 Steps to Digital Domination. Maybe a little like a self-care kind of a thing. Any freebie that you might be giving away as a, here, put in your email and we'll send you this freebie. You can deliver that right in Messenger. And you can deliver that, you know, just right at the beginning of a relationship. So people are getting value just right when they step in the room. I've done a lot of 5-day challenges, 7-day challenges for coaches. It is really wonderful too for group engagements. You know, we've all had that thing where we've had a Facebook group. It's like, this is our little playground. It's so hard to get people to engage in there, because if you post a question, it's either your 5 besties answer or crickets. Just crickets. And you may have been in front of somebody's, you know, face, and you may be on their mind, but they're never going to answer your question in public. Same question in a bot, people will answer it because it's just you and them. And so it's ideal to keep people engaged in challenges. Celebrate your success in the bot, in the group. Tell everybody how fabulous this was. Tell them about your struggles, your whole journey through. But then ask them, you know, get the conversation started in the bot. Teach the lessons in the bot. Ask the questions that are sensitive in a bot, because people will respond to that thing. That was one of my greatest surprises too when I started building bots, was I was asking the very same questions in a Facebook group and getting either crickets or my 5 best friends to answer. I was asking it in a bot and strangers would answer me in a thoughtful way. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. Wow. So yeah, great for groups, great for coaches, great for direct salespeople. Direct salespeople, especially when they gather a team of people and then those people kind of fall through the cracks. It's really great to keep a team engaged and trained and involved in a project. It's huge. Let's see, what else do I write? Oh, reminder bots for shows. And if you're a content creator of any kind, you can write a bot that will help people that will give them in their little email, in their little Facebook Messenger inbox, they will get a reminder, a reason to attend, and a link in a spot where they're already looking. It's beautiful. More people come. More people come and participate. And you know, if you do lives, the more people in the seats during the live, the more comments you get, the more Facebook juice you get, the more out there you get. And so it's really can be a powerful thing. And one of the things that you can do, I use ManyChat, by the way. There are others out there. ManyChat is excellent, highly rated, highly recommended. So in ManyChat, there's a tool that you can use that is called a comment growth tool, where I can say to my live stream audience, hey, if you type the word live right now, you'll get a reminder every single time I go on. You get a reminder every time. They type live, the bot starts talking to them. I'm still doing a live stream. I don't have to do any of that admin stuff. It's really beautiful. So reminder bots for any content creators. If you have a podcast, you can send out a reminder every time an episode drops. If you've got a blog, a web series, a vlog, any kind of content that is produced, you can make a reminder bot for, and more people who already love you will be able to consume the content that you're working so hard creating. So those are a few, things.
And wow, my head is spinning thinking of all the things I could be doing right now. Like I could have, And I dropped the ball a little bit on today's show, and I apologize. We don't have as many people as I would have liked, because we typically have between 11 and 20 for the live show. But we have a lot of people who watch the replays. I've been sick all weekend, not an excuse. I didn't send out as many emails as I normally do, but I think the bots are the way to go for the future. So that was the other reason I was so interested, because I said, you know what, there's got to be a way to let more people know. And it, because even if you do send emails, people don't read it right away. They might read it 2 hours after the show's happened, you know, even though you sent it first thing in the morning or something. So I think that seriously, and I'm a huge proponent of email. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So Raquel had a question. Looks like there may be more than one. So let's see. Can RJ show us live or some slides that we can actually experience what bot system you're using? So I don't know if we can go over to ManyChats.
Of course we can.
Do you want me to go over there and show, or do you need to log into something? Tell me how you'd like to do this, because I can give you the screen as long as you give it back to me.
Oh, absolutely.
I couldn't get it back. She didn't know how to.
No, I'm on Zoom every single day. Trust. So
I will give you
that ready. I'll get mine ready, and okay. we'll share.
I'm going to change you to then the host for now.
Okay.
Make host. You got it. So now you are in charge.
Oh, it's the power.
I know, right? I know. It's so scary. Well, the other person I had didn't know exactly how to do it. So I kept saying, give me back the chat. It was funny. It was okay. It wasn't like any earth-shattering stuff, but I would have liked to have just shown a couple more things. So go ahead. Do you want to do that right now? That's a perfect time, because I was actually on my list was going to ask you to show us some examples.
Oh, absolutely. So do we want to see? Let me clarify what we want to see. Do we want to see how a reminder bot works? Do we want to see just what the general bot building process looks like? What is it that you think folks would really benefit from the most?
Well, let me ask Raquel, because I like them both, so either one would be fine for me. Raquel, what do you prefer? How does that one? Okay.
Very good. Okay, so... So how to set one up. Okay. Some of this I'm going to explain verbally, because I can't log out into another Facebook profile. ManyChat will ask you to connect your Facebook profile and then connect your business pages that you want an account for and do all of that kind of stuff. It's lovely, play along, it's great. But really when you're setting one up, having, you know, that specific goal in mind. Say you want to, so I will say, if you are going, if you're a big content creator, if you're a small business owner, you're a content creator, trust me, then if you want to set a reminder bot up, I can show you some basics. I can kind of take you through. And then at the end, I'll show you one of my live streams for today. I'll show you exactly what it looks like. And then you can kind of get a feel for how it looks up from the front side and how it looks from the back side. Is that cool?
Yeah. So whatever we have time for. I'm good with it.
Okay. Very good. So let's do this now. Sharing my screen with you. Sharing this. Okay. Can you see my screen?
We can.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to get rid of that other screen there. Very good. Pay no attention to how many tabs I have open. Pay no attention to it. Okay. Anyway, so how to set up the reminder bot, there are two parts to it. One of them is called a growth tool. That's where I say, hey, if you type in live right now, my bot will respond to you. So you've got to set up a little thing in ManyChat that says, I'm looking for this word that people will respond to, and you need to also tell it what kind of messages you want sent to the people that say live. Because for me, I can't just hook them up to the reminders. I also want to welcome them to the family and all of that kind of stuff. So
it's like an auto responder series
through Messenger.
Something like that. Yeah,
yes,
I was going to say.
So I'll take you through this. So in setting up what is called a growth tool, and this one is called comments, the comment growth tool. They'll ask you to pick a page. Now this is the one. Now this is what it looks like on the front side. Do do do. My internet's working slowly, and I promise I'll stop this as soon as we. Okay, I've got it muted anyway. Okay, fantastic. Oh, good. I stopped on a great frame. That's beautiful, isn't it? Okay. Anyway, you see this persistent banner I have on all my shows, type live to get reminders. If we scroll down here, you can see, let's see. Oh, they're saying most relevant again. Let me change this. All comments. Okay, so let me scroll down to the beginning of the show. There were a couple of people that typed live in here. And of course, I can't find it right now. Whoops. But this is where people type live, and I'll just go ahead and do it so you can see what action happens. And hopefully this will trip. I think that I actually tested this before, so it might not happen for me. But what happens is, if you're a person who is just happening upon this stuff, if you type the word live, then you start getting messages in Messenger right away. Let me show you the messages on the back side of what people get. This is where I tell it on the bottom of the screen, trigger for comments with these keywords. And so I put live in every permutation that I could think of. Then we go next to this next page here, hopefully. Very good. Facebook always requires one more step, doesn't it? It just always does.
Always.
This,
it's never ending. It's like setting up ads. Oh my gosh, they're painful. Go ahead.
Oh, somebody else does mine. I can't do it.
I can't do it anymore either. I have a person who does mine.
Yeah. So they require one more step. Type yay and you'll be all set. So once people type yay, then they get these messages here. They get a little Harry Potter Gryffindor welcome. They get a little welcome to my family. I tell them exactly what to expect. Here's when you're going to get messages. I tell them how to unsubscribe. This seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? I'm saying, if you ever want to stop getting messages, just type this. Let me tell you, this is one of those things that will allow people to have respect and space. You tell them up front, hey, if this ever bothers you, you can get rid of it super easy. And an unsubscribe, unlike your email list or everything else where you have subscribers, an unsubscribe in Messenger is a gift. It's beautiful because that means that's one less person that you need to spend time and energy on. You know, I mean, they're obviously not interested. If they ever are interested, they'll sign up again. But that's, it just closes that focus down so you can have more time to spend on people who really want to hear what you have to say. Anyway, I got sidetracked. I will not do that again. Well, I will. All right. Okay. So if you ever want to unsubscribe, we've also got a Facebook community. So I'm leading them to a second place here. I'm saying, hey, you know, I'm offering them another opportunity to experience what I have. It's full of small bonus business people creating their first bots if you want to join it. And then if they hit take me there, whoop, right to my Facebook community. So that's part one. Part one is you're hooking up something that is listening in on the post for whenever people type certain words. And then you're telling it, hey, when you hear these certain words, send these certain messages. So hopefully that was helpful. And then the second part is when you say, hey, everybody, I've got something going on, and do you want to come see? So here's an example of a show reminder. Hey, hey, first name, because Messenger knows your first name. I'm live in a few minutes. Do you want to join me? This thing is so super short and sweet, everybody. And that is really magical because people don't want to have a long jargon-filled conversation wall of text in their Facebook Messenger inbox. They will ignore that. They will unsubscribe very quickly. If that wall of text can be seen from space, don't put it down. That's what my rule. But I tell them what we're going to talk about today. And then I say, hey, I give them the invite. Hey, come see me. Watch live and catch the replay. Both have the same link. Why did I create two buttons? Because some people, when they see the announcement, are thinking, I'm going to have to watch the replay. So I put it as a choice. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to mimic natural language. I'm trying to mimic the way people think. What are they thinking? What choices can I give people that relate to what they want to do right now? Did any of that make sense?
All made sense to me. Raquelli, I know you had another part to you. Where do you set up the bot? How are you connecting to Facebook? That's ManyChats, correct?
That's ManyChat. ManyChat will take you through step-by-step connecting your personal profile and then connecting your page. Okay. I can't go through the process because I can't log out of this.
It's pretty simple. I've already done a little bit of research. Raquelli, once you download ManyChat, it's pretty simple. It's kind of like if you have Instagram and you link your Instagram to your Facebook page and all of that, it's simple.
Like, yeah.
I got too many of those things, but they're simple. Just finding them.
Yeah, they'll walk you through. It's no problem at all. And the reason I can't show you is because I can log out just fine. But when I log back in again, since I've done all those things, it's going to skip them and take me right to the dashboard. So not a great experience for all of you to watch, basically.
Oh, this is great. Well, this gives an idea. I mean, you know, in an hour-long program, you can't teach them everything about it. You can give them an idea, and then people take upon themselves, I think we need to hire RJ, or I know I can do this myself. I have a lot of tech-savvy people in our group, and I have a lot of people who are not. So the ones who are not are going to hire people who are. And so, you know, it's kind of like, do you want to watch it live or catch the replay? You know, you give them the choice. So thank you. I think this is amazing. Any other questions about this, or is there anything else you'd like to show us about the back end?
Well, the back end here, most of the time, I'm working in, you know, I start a lot of conversations with people in live chat. This is what that looks like. These are my open conversations. This is kind of where I spend 20 minutes a day. I spend 20 minutes a day in there, and I'll probably, as I think about it, I probably shouldn't show you all my open conversations because then that reveals all my clients' names and I probably shouldn't do that for privacy. So I did not think about that before I clicked. But so, you know, what's happening is that people are absolutely tired of being sold to by every horizontal glowing surface they come across. They're tired.
Yeah.
But you know what people are aching for? People that seem to see them, hear them, and care about them. If you can write a bot sequence that helps people feel seen, heard, and cared about, you are on your way. Yeah. You're on your way. And it doesn't matter if you, it doesn't matter. All of the things that I've talked about, all of the things that you can do, those are icing on the cake. The cake is, can you give somebody what I call it the Disneyland experience? Can you lead people through something on a little choose your own adventure and make them and anticipate where problems are going to come, anticipate where questions are going to come, and then provide that material, Johnny or Jane, on the spot? You do that, and all your bot, you don't even have to be there. Your bot, once if you type in help on my bot, or if you type in my first name, you will get the bot to summon me, and I will come and answer your question. Things like that, setting up little things like that so that everything is caught, you know, so that you're providing it the most fabulous experience that you can. That will make you stand out. A lot of marketing is so geared toward, you got to post twice a day on Instagram at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and you got to send out this many emails a week, and you got to post this many times on your page, and it's all about volume, and it's about maintaining that consistency and volume, or you don't get new people to come see you.
Right.
This is the opposite. What you're looking at right now is the opposite. I don't send that many messages to my crowd. I don't. But when I send them to targeted groups of people because I know, because they've already expressed what they're interested in hearing about from me. So I send a lot fewer messages, but I get a heck of a lot better response because I'm sending them something that they're going to get some value out of every single time. I might only send you a message once every 6 weeks, but you find it valuable because I've trained it. I've trained the bot to know who's going to consider this valuable, and I get a heck of a lot more response. And am I on the top of your mind if you need a bot?
Well, mm-hmm. And the fact is, it's still like the Wild Wild West. What email used to be when nobody was doing it, now everybody's doing it. So it's difficult to stand out in email or even on Facebook and in so many of these social. I remember when I would first start on Twitter, I was there before it even reached 1 million people, you know? Nice. So I felt, yes, I was like, oh, it was so exciting because it was new territory and you could really have conversations and get to know people. Now it's like, tweet stream goes so fast, I can't even keep up, let alone figure out who to talk to, you know?
Yeah.
And people are tagging you inappropriately, like they do on Facebook anyway, but it's gotten worse now, I think, on Twitter. So LinkedIn has become my new best friend. I really love LinkedIn because I feel like I'm having conversations with real professional people who don't waste time.
Yeah.
But by the same token, Facebook is where my people are.
Yeah. You
know? There's so many people here who you know, want to figure out how to do this the right way. And I think this is a great tool. So thank you so much, RJ. I have a couple of questions about the bot process again, because you mentioned that you can send them out to groups and stuff. Can you actually add your groups to a bot to send, or do they actually have to say, I want to be in before they can? Get a message. Okay.
So, every person has to opt in. If you've got 10,000 fans on your page, how many do you have in your bot? Zero.
Okay.
If you've got 10,000 people in your group, how many people do you have in your bot? Zero. So the best way to do this, if you have got a group and you want to get them engaged in something, you must build every bot is attached to a business page. That can be an organization, it can be a business, it can be a personality, it can be a brand, those are the types of, you know, Facebook pages that are business pages. Okay. Build the bot there. Perfect. Use one of these growth tools here. And, oh, we're already on that page, RJ. Let's go to new growth tool. So you can do this. You can do this growth tool called the Messenger Ref URL. What that will do is that will spit you out a link. You can cover the earth with that link. When people hit that link, they're opting into the bot and they are becoming a subscriber in your bot. So take that link, put it in the group description and say, start here, everybody. And now folks are joining the bot. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, except that you have a page.
Yes.
And you want, so I have, let's say, Women in E-commerce. I have a business page and I have a group page, a group. And then I have Women Rocking the Web, which is a group. So if I wanted to get Women Rocking the Web to join my bot, to be a part of that system, then I have to create it in one of my pages. So then does that cause confusion for people when they say it, when they see that it came from something other than, say, Women Rocking the Web? Should I set up a Women Rocking the Web page so that doesn't? I mean, that's where I'm a little
confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna stop sharing the screen so that I can see you better here. So the answer to that question, the way I've answered it, is that I have a welcome message. And I have a link, the ManyChat will generate you a link to that welcome message. So I went and bought an easy to remember URL. And so now I tell everybody to go to checkoutmybot.com and boop, you're subscribed. You're right in. If you're in a group of mine, if you're hanging out on my website, no matter where you are, you click on that link. And you're subscribed to the bot. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. But how do you segregate those subscribers within your bot?
So you use...
I think that was the question I was trying to get at.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you use a different growth tool for each one.
Oh, okay.
And you can tag people. So say I have a question in the bot. Hey, do you like red wine or white wine? Mm. Or chocolate. I always put chocolate on there because some people aren't wine drinkers.
All of the above.
All of the above. Clearly, there needs to be a fourth button. What yes. was I thinking?
Yes.
So you push red wine. I tagged you red wine. Later on, if I have any information about red wine, I'm sending it to the group that has the tag red wine. So you can segment people according to where they're coming from, according to their interests. It's endless.
You just create a tag for them, or and can people be have more than one tag?
Many.
Okay. Then that's really gives me an overall look. I have a few more questions, but and let me just ask a couple of them, and then we'll get to Kelly's because maybe we'll answer them. What are some of the legal issues that we need to be aware of when it comes to bots?
So one of the legal issues that, you know, was really, really big a few months ago, GDPR. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, GDPR.
May 28th. I'll never forget that day. Trying to get all my clients compliant.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So make your bot compliant by just being straightforward. Hey, Facebook gives me three pieces of information about you, your first name, your last name, and your time zone. Can I use that information just within this bot? It'll never go anywhere else. Or if you're taking that information and you're shooting it out somewhere else, hey, I'm going to take this information and this is exactly what I'm going to do for it. It shoots to a spreadsheet and I use that to contact you by email later on. Is that okay? All you have to do is say, this is the information I need. This is why I need it. And this is exactly what I'm doing with it. Just be straightforward with people and then say, hey, do you consent? Because they have to give freely, you know, freely express consent. I can't remember what the exact
phrase is. Well, they have not coerced. It has to be, it can't be coerced in any way. It has to be,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So, so you can collect emails through your bot.
Oh, totally. And Facebook makes it easy for you to do so. But they do want you to say, this is what I'm doing and it will never go past me. And, you know, that kind of stuff. They, They would like you to say that, but.
Right. Okay, good. All right. So one last question then. Raquel, are you ready? I think Raquel is ready. We'll let her unmute herself. Audio. Can you use audio? Well, obviously, you can use audio if you can use video in your bot. So you've answered that already.
Okay. Up to 25 megs per file.
Oh, okay.
So on both audio and video files.
How much? Give an example of how much that would be.
It's hard to say because you are recording at different, like if I'm recording from my microphone, that's different than if I was recording from my microphone, takes in more information, therefore it would be a bigger file. So people don't put they will put video files and audio files in there. They won't be very big or very long. Usually if it's a podcast type of a thing, they'll link out to it. Okay. Because people aren't really used to watching a movie in their messenger.
Right.
They're not used to listening to long things in their messenger. But I'll tell you what I have done with some of my online class delivery. Remember, people have about a shot glass of bandwidth to deal with. I will put short audio, short video, images, GIFs, text messages. You can put them all, and I encourage you to use a variety to keep people's interest.
Okay, great. All right, Raquel, unmute yourself so you can ask the questions. One of them she asks is, do you have an affiliate link to many chats?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, it looks like I'm on the third or fourth story rather than to be on the ground floor. And what I mean by that is, where do you begin? How does the bot get sent? Do I send an email with a link to my bot? Do I put the little link on my website to my bot? How do you begin the process?
So there are a couple of ways that I recommend to start doing this thing. One of them is to create a welcome sequence. And I'm talking about creating the sequence first, and then I'll talk about how to link it to the world. Okay. But create a welcome sequence, telling people who you are, what you're all about, you know, what you have available for joining this chatbot. That kind of a thing. And then use broadcasts, keep people updated with what you're doing while you write other sequences, like a 7-day challenge, a 5-day learning unit, something like that. You can write a real simple welcome sequence. It could include a video of you introducing, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do, these are the kind of news and updates you'll get. Let people know. This is kind of stuff you can expect. This is the kind of timing you can expect. Let people know. Be really super honest and straightforward about what's available in the bot. Now, before we talk about how to connect people to that bot and have them become subscribers, I want to tell you that there are a lot of technical tools to do so. I've shown you some of these already. The most important tool is not any of those things. The most important tool is that you give them a reason to come to the bot. Don't just say, sign up for my news and updates. Who cares?
No.
Yeah, you know, nobody will do that because they'll be like, you know what, I get an awful lot of news and updates, so I don't care.
Here's a real situation. Maybe you have an insight. I am doing first-time home buyer workshops.
Oh, excellent.
Where first-time home buyers, come to class. It's only an hour and a half. And they get a lot of the tips, the what to do, what not to do. And at the end, they get a certificate worth $450 that they can apply towards their appraisal when they do a mortgage with us. So I'm doing a Facebook ad for that. And I would like to create a bot that would say, oh, great, are you a first-time home buyer? Yes, no. What is the price of home you want to buy, this or that, or start the conversation before I jump in?
Yes,
in person, because if I do an ad and I get 50 people, I'm not going to talk to the 50 people. I'd rather talk to 5 real one.
Exactly.
But after doing a selection up to when it's going to stop and say, okay, this is not a for real one, or this is a very hot prospect.
So how do you qualify clients now? Can I ask you that?
I ask them questions.
Okay. So my friend, you would develop that series of questions inside the bot as well. And here's how you don't put all of these tons of questions up front and then sort people right. to get buckets at the end, because nobody will make it through to the end if there are seven yeah. or nine questions, right? Mm-hmm. You need to ask the question at the beginning, or you need to let them know, listen, I have some stuff available. I have some valuable stuff available, but I'd like to ask you just a couple questions first. Then you ask one of the major questions that disqualifies them. Like you said there, are you a first-time homebuyer? Well, the class is for first-time homebuyers. So that'll select a lot of people out of the gate right up front. Okay, so you ask the questions that will narrow that down the most, put those up front, and then for the third question, say, hey, I would really love to talk to you about this. I just got a couple more questions along. Since you are qualified for this, or since you are looking for a place in this neighborhood, you talk about, this is the result of some answers you've put before, I'd like to ask you a couple more questions to narrow down something. Just, talk about that again. Couple more questions, and then all of a sudden everybody's qualified into buckets. Hot leads, folks that really are interested but not committed yet, and then tire kickers and people that don't belong. So you only have to then pick up the conversations if you want with the hot leads, and then give the folks in the middle group another webinar.
Send them to an opt-in, like a landing page to opt-in for X, because I offer them also the download of the home buyer guide.
Yep.
Obviously, they need to request it. They need to give me their name, their phone, and their email.
In the bot, they can get it all delivered right in Messenger. If you want to get their name and their email and all of that kind of stuff, you can. Mm-hmm. But for me, I like to just deliver everything in Messenger. Don't give them a second place. It gets confusing. So
you want to talk with them, how does it get moved from the Messenger to my database with, this is an actual person.
This is a lead.
Mm-hmm. I hate leads. I love referrals.
Referrals. You call them referrals. That's great. Sometimes I just use the language everybody else uses, but referrals will say, okay, hot referral.
Yeah.
How does that get transferred into your database? Are you familiar with Zapier?
No.
Okay.
Write that down.
Zapier? How do you spell it?
Z-A-P as in Paul. I... E as in education, R.
Zapier.com. Okay.
Excellent.
So that will take information from ManyChat, and that will shoot it to a spreadsheet without you having to do anything.
Oh.
And then you can download that as a CSV file and upload it to your, as long as you've let them know in the beginning that that's what you're going to do. Remember that, because at GDPR, they take it very seriously.
They do. Okay. Now, where do you write it? So if I do an ad, for example, and I offer this first-time homebuyer class, where do I write all these things? Facebook will give me your name and you this. Where does that go?
ManyChat is where you write all of those strings of messages for people.
You saw the growth tools, and you saw the couple other things in there. I didn't really see them all, but... Mm-hmm. One was growth tools. Another one was.
Let me go to one of my.
The things I need to have in place, or need to know, so I don't stumble.
Well, it's kind of like building an autoresponder system, from what I have seen. And
it looks like it.
Responders, there's different sequences depending on what they opt in for. But it's that a lot less narrow, because in an autoresponder, everybody's getting the same message. A series of messages, whereas, like, I love what you said, RJ, about tagging people. Now, if someone wants this, even though they're in the same funnel, they're going to get this as opposed to this. And not everybody's going to, because they don't all want the same thing. And that when you segment your list like that, it'll make it a lot easier, I think.
It does, because I'm able to ask people questions or determine by the way they answer certain questions what technological level they're at, what level of commitment they're at, what level of interest they're at, because those are two different things. I can determine how much they already know about bots, how much do they already know about me. I can determine all of these things and then send them a well-crafted, perfect message that hits the spot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Can you set up that you do like maybe 4 or 5 back and forth, like in the beginning, just to get them warmed up, and then give them whatever that something, and then set it up so in 2 days, hey, did you read this, or did you watch this, or whatever?
Yes. I can also tell what buttons they've clicked. So if I'm sending them to a place, to a video, or to a whatever, and it's too long to put in the bot, I can see if they clicked the button. Now, clicking the button does not equal watching the video, right? I mean, so you do get some drop off there. But I can tell who is really participating and really wants to learn this information, as opposed to people that are kind of vaguely interested in floating through. So yes, you can set it up so that 2 days later, it comes and reminds you. A week later, I've also set up accountability bots, which is, it pops on in the morning and it says, what are the 3 greatest things you'd like to do today? And then everybody writes their stuff down, and then at night comes back in and says, did you get those 3 things done today? What do you think you can do better tomorrow? Those kinds of questions to get people thinking, so that when they fill it out again the next day, they're on track from yesterday. Those things are really great in groups, by the way. Accountability challenges, things like that. People will grow faster than they've planned. All because the bot is going to come back and say, did you do that thing?
I looked at the ManyChat on the site, and obviously the free one is just, forget about it. It's the pro one. And it looked like it's $15 a month for 1,000 people.
It's everybody starts at $10 a month for up to 500 subscribers. Okay. Then, as you grow, as you scale, the account scales. So then you get up over 500, then it's $15 a month until you hit 1,000, and then they'll charge you an extra 5 for another 500 or whatever.
Have you tested it on ads where?
Yes.
You did. How did that work for you?
I didn't love it. I didn't really have my Facebook ads too focused at the time, honestly.
Okay.
And so I was bringing in a lot of people who were not interested. Most of the people that I have in my bot right now, I would say all of the people that are in there right now are there organically, because they subscribe during a live stream, because they got onto my bot. I put that link everywhere, by the way. It's in all my social media profiles. It's in my email signature. I don't even send emails. It's in my email signature. I covered the earth with the checkoutmybot.com link.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people come at me through various locations. I have a podcast in which I say, if you want to talk to me, come to checkoutmybot.com. So I heavily advertise. I advertise it more than I advertise my website. Because if you think about it, a website is this. It's a big platter of food. And people come a lot, hors d'oeuvres maybe, and people have to kind of look through to find their favorite hors d'oeuvre, pick it out, take some effort, right? And it's really an online brochure. But if you just want to talk to me and ask me some questions, that's like the bot serving up the perfect hors d'oeuvre every time you want one. And so everybody can find me at blackbeltbots.com if they want to, but that's not where you get to talk to me. So what I was saying earlier, backing up a little bit, more important than the tool that creates a link for you to spread over the earth is you got to give people a reason to want to be there. What is something they can do in your chatbot that they can't do anywhere else? What is the draw there? What's going to make them go, I have to be there? That, my friend, is more important than any technological tool that you can have to, you know, encourage people to sign up for your bot. Because if they don't have a reason.
The big one for me is like, people all the time ask me, and I have this AskRaquelli.com. And I can do AskRaquelliBot.com.
Yes, you can.
I have AskHeidi.com. You just gave me a great idea, Raquelli.
Yeah. So from there, people want to even buy a home. Am I qualified to buy a home? What do I need to have? What do I need to do? And I want to start doing a Facebook Live on using Zoom, which I paid for and I have not started it, and tomorrow I'm supposed to report that I've done it, and I have not.
Well, we should have made you a co-host so you could have said you did it. Maybe you should come on the show tomorrow morning. We'll create a real quick one, and you can say you did it. you know so much. You know, RJ, this is new to both of us, but I will tell you, this woman has done more videos than most people I know, and she does a lot of online training. So it's just that, you know, like new technology, you're like, either tipping your toes into it, or you're saying,
"I'm afraid I'm going to break something." I can't do this. So let me break some things. So nobody's like done.
It took me so long to master autoresponders, and I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, just one more thing I learned." But you know what? When I think of it, and I'm listening to you, this is so much more valuable than any auto. And I've got hundreds of autoresponders for hundreds of products and everything. And you know, when they first went out, they were really popular, and I have thousands and thousands on my list, but I like most people, I don't keep up with it unless, you know, I'm like, okay, now these people got 10 messages from me and now they haven't heard from me in 2 years.
Or they're getting old information. I've done this.
Exactly. I have to go through, I went through AWeber the other day and I deleted like 25 autoresponder series because they were like, some of them were from 2007.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, this stuff. But people were, I had people still signing up for it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get that.
This is autoresponders on steroids from
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. Ladies, I'm sorry. We are almost out of time. So we've got let's ask you one or two more quick questions. I want to thank you, Patricia. And I mean, not Patricia, RJ. God, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button on my phone. Raquelli, thank you for asking such great questions.
Thank you. But well, I'm fighting with, not fighting, I shouldn't say, take away this word, fighting. I am
struggling.
Not struggling. Take away that word. Doesn't exist. I am immersing myself in this world, and I want to be showered with people, with home buyers, with realtors that I can do the same. And start a work group for realtors, how to attract buyers, and go from there. So these are two things that I would love to
all
really
right. go buy home buyers chatbot right now.
Okay.
Buyers chatbot.
Yes.
If it's available, get it, because that would be the one. I mean, Ask for Kelly's good, but it's not going to describe what your bot's about.
Right.
So I think, you know, I love, you know, check out my bot.
And if also they have start your bot.
And if they write check out my butt, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, just
not that crowd.
Oh, you don't want that crowd. That's a different autoresponder series. Oh gosh. All right. What books are you reading? I want to know what books you're reading.
Well, what books am I reading? To tell you the truth, I read a lot. So when I'm away from my desk, I'm away from a desk. Sometimes I spend 16 hours here in a day. And so when I leave, I like to leave all of my work here in this office.
Right.
So when I'm reading for pleasure.
Right. Well, that's
cool. I am reading Reddit. I am reading Dungeons and Dragons. That's what I'm reading about. I love that game. I love to play. I'm a huge nerd. I am the nerdiest nerd that you know. And I love to read about people playing the game and questions that they have.
So you've read every Harry Potter series, I'm sure. Every Harry Potter book.
I have a wand.
You have a wand.
Yes, I do.
Gosh. And you're so far away, Nebraska.
I know, right? Nobody comes here. The only thing to see here is me. We've also got corn, but really they're not that different from one stalk to the next.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So last question, because the bottom line is we want people to know who you are and what exactly you do for us. So tell us a little bit more about your business and who your ideal client is.
Okay. So a lot of my business is built around, let's give people a little bit of education about bots. Let them get used to me and my style and what I do. My approach to bots is not everybody's approach, by the way. There are some people that are approaching it like you're getting in there to close a sale. For me, I'm opening a relationship, and that is far more important. So I want people to know, first of all, what the heck's a chatbot? When I told my sister, who does my hair, that I was doing chatbots, she said, like Russia and Twitter. No, I don't have Putin on the phone. That is not happening. People misunderstand it so much. So I want to provide that education. That education comes through the bot signal. Yes, the bot signal is the name of my live stream show. It's the name of my podcast, wherever you have podcasts. You can listen to me wax on poetically about bots every day of the week if you want. If you do the botsignal.com, you'll run into my entire history of live streams on the subject. Darlings, it is long. If you are insomniac, it will help you tremendously. So that's where people go to learn to think about, okay, is this right for me, or is this a flash in the pan, or what? I go live twice a week, Tuesday, Thursday, 1 o'clock Central Time, talk about bots, answer people's questions. It's fantastic. My ideal clients are folks who have 5 or less employees, and most of the time, 1 or 2 employees. Let's just be honest. My very favorite ideal client is the reluctant marketer. Is the person who is tired of putting yourself out there in a way that is disingenuous and that you feel sucks. And my favorite clients are the people that work up an entire online course, and then when it comes time to sell it, go, yeah, I have a course on that. And that's all they do. Those are my favorite, because it's like, listen, this can open up a whole new world for you. Just having conversations with people can open up a world for you of getting to know exactly what people are thinking, being able to be of service to people. Because really, that's kind of what part of this is about. It opens up a whole new horizon. And I haven't had to give a sales pitch in 1.5 years. And my business is booming. So if that sounds familiar to you, head on over to the Bot Signal. Come catch a live stream. Catch me on Alexa. Yes. Alexa and I are friends. Come catch me on Alexa. Come catch me on my podcast. Just come. And if you really want, check out mybot.com, because you can have a one-on-one conversation with me there. You can book a 30-minute free, ask me anything phone call about bots. You can answer this burning question if it's right for you or not. And you can answer it today if you want. So I think I answered your question. Did I?
Oh, you did. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Any question that we did not ask that you would like to answer?
Good question. Okay.
Love that question.
I love it, because it's like, what did we not cover? I think that I would like to just tell you the story about why I fell in love with this thing, why I took a business that I had been working on for years and went, okay, bye, we're going to do this now. My wife thought I was insane, okay, because I wasn't doing too badly. But the reason that I fell in love is because here is a piece of, here's a jewel, and this is so different than anything else that I've experienced. I have made friends, collaborators, solid relationships, referrals, and sales in my bot. Every person that comes in is new to me and could possibly add to my life somehow. And many of them have. I've been working on this bot, you guys, since March. How many subscribers do you think I have? Give me a guess.
March this year?
Yes.
I meant to ask you the question, when did you start? And you just
Well, I started this bot. Now I worked on other bots before then, and things went through many of iterations, but the black belt bot. Okay. I've been working on it since March. How many subscribers do you think I have?
On Facebook or on the bot itself?
On the bot itself.
7,543.
Love that. Raquelli, do you have a guess?
I don't know. I would be happy if I had 1,000.
Okay. I have 150.
What?
I have 150, and I am busier than I have ever been in my whole life, and I make
really
so much more money than I ever have in my whole life.
150 people.
Because look at what she's saying. Marie Kelly, think about it, how targeted they are. They are people who cannot wait to do business with her. It's not like, you know, we have these 12,000 and 20,000.
I don't want 12,000
anymore. And maybe 5 of them will ever buy anything.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You got the message. You got the message. It's not an apples to apples comparison. It's not even apples to oranges because they're still fruit. It is an apples to doorstops comparison compared to getting 1,000 people on a list. Listen, those 1,000 people on my list who haven't heard from me in 6 months, you know I still love you. But I just prefer, to have this type of relationship. I prefer to build these relationships. And so that tells me right now you got all the message that you need. You know. Yeah. Very good. Some people are shocked at that number. And I think it's absolutely hilarious because the money that has been generated out of 150, and not nearly all of them are sales, but the stuff that comes out of that stuff, I can't even describe it. I shall
imagine.
You convinced me. Okay, the home buyer chatbot is bought. It's done. I have it.
Yay! See, I love her. She takes you and I are so alike. We take action immediately. Yeah. I am still trying to figure out what mine's going to be called, but
maybe if you do check out the home buyer chatbot. No, I like to check out.
I like keep it short and simple. Home buyer chatbot. Honestly, the longer you make it, the harder it is. For her, it's great because check out my bot is something you will remember. But you add two more words in there and it's going to be too long. Yeah. That's my professional opinion. Check out my bot. Is that the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I also have a little starter class that I hold once a month. Next one's September 20th. And I will teach you signing up for ManyChat. I will take you through each of the steps. Take you through writing your first reminder bot. And then writing broadcasts that engage and entertain your audience. It's a 3-hour long class. It's so much me. It's a lot of me, man.
And it's September?
September 20th. It's a Thursday. And that class, the 3-hour class, it's $97. You get to ask all the questions you want. And that is at startyourbot.com.
Startyourbot.com. Okay. So that's startyourbot. Okay. So because I want to put all that into my notes.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for the excellent, excellent education.
Thank you very much.
I feel like we're new best friends. Yay.
I feel like that too. And Raquelli, I loved your questions because that's the kind of practical stuff that people need to know. And sometimes my head is so up in the air about things and it's pretty ridiculous. My wife is saying hello. Hello, sweetheart.
I love that. Thank you. Everybody who's watching the replay, thank you for the people who attended today, and especially thank you to RJ Redden from Black Belt Bots and thebotsignal.com. It has been a joy having you on our show, The Entrepreneur Show. Just go to theentrepreneurshow.com and you can listen to the replay, which will be up shortly. Thank you all, ladies, very much for being with us today. Heidi Richards, over and out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.